I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, a fall sports update with Director of Athletics, Forrest Carr.
Well, yeah, football actually started on Sunday. They've been practicing the last few days. Today's their first day in pads, so that sport's changed a little bit over the years. It used to be you came right in with the two-a-day practices out in the heat, and there's a little more health and safety component now, but they'll get the pads on today, and then their first home game is against McKendree University on September 7th, so that's right around the corner.
And you've got a lot with that, I'm sure, as the department to make sure everything is in order with that and several other sports that are getting going here. What's happening?
Yeah, this Sunday volleyball gets started, women's soccer, men's soccer. So they'll be back and practicing. And then right after that, around the corner is women's and men's golf. We'll be coming back and getting started, and women's cross-country running. So a lot of fall sports.
How are things feeling with the department? Obviously all the coaches have their individual ways of thinking about the teams and everything, but how's it feeling? It's going into football season and whatnot. What's the general attitude for the season?
Well, it's interesting this year. About 40% of our student athletes are going to be new faces. So we had a lot of seniors last year. We had, obviously, as a department, two or three really strong years in a row. And so now we're hoping that this new group of incoming student athletes can kind of carry the flag and keep things going the way they have been. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement, but also a lot of new faces.
Right. So there's that kind of what are we going to get this year? And obviously that's where the practices come into play right now with that. You mentioned, some of the changes in football in particular. I mean, what are some of the challenges to stay on top of with as being the director of athletics and all of that? You have all the rules, regulations, and new ways of doing things. How do you coordinate all of that?
Yeah, there's just an incredible amount of administrative paperwork and trainings that we do at this time of year. So, for instance, we'll have all the student athletes in the Jamrich building in the Sunday before school starts, and we'll go over a lot of different things with them. And then we meet with each team individually and go through all this different NCAA paperwork, different requirements involving, things like drug testing, and I won't go into the details with you, but it's that time of year to go over things, especially when you have a lot of new faces, especially when there are people that haven't gone through it before and they're kind of looking to you for guidance. So our administrative team is kind of there to do that.
Well, fall sports definitely get that feeling going of the new school year and whatnot, but you do have some activities and things that are going on. I know there's opportunities to show your support for Wildcat sports. There's some alumni activities. What's on the calendar?
Yeah, well, the first thing we have coming up here is some different volunteer things. That's another nice thing about this time of year. The student athletes are back. They're not really busy yet with school, and so we can get involved in some community things. So this Saturday is the Marquette Trail 50 Ultra Marathon, and the night before, out at the Forestville Trailhead, we're going to have the Catch the Cat 5K. So that's a fundraiser for our women's cross-country running program. And then our team will be out there staffing that Marquette Trail Ultra Marathon all day on Saturday. So that's a nice opportunity for us to be involved and volunteer. Mm-hmm. And then we're preparing and helping with the Marquette Marathon. So that's obviously a really big event coming up on August 31st. And our swimming coaches and our track and field coaches and myself, we've been very involved in getting ready for that event.
In the studio with me is Forrest Carr, Director of Athletics at Northern Michigan University, talking about some of the fall sports and other activities. Forrest, you mentioned to me a moment ago you have some activities that are coming up for alumni and some reunions that are on the docket. What's happening?
Yeah, if people want to find out about these, they can go to nmu.edu/alumni association. They're listed there, but we have a couple of alumni gatherings that are taking place on the road. So our football team's playing at Texas Permian Basin on September 14th. And we know we have a big group that's going to get together down there. There's a lot of former NMU football players that work down in Dallas, and they're going to be coming over and have a nice event in Odessa, Texas before that game. And then we have the Boston University hockey game on Saturday, October 19th. So if anybody's interested in going out and supporting the team and spending a weekend out in Boston, there's going to be an official alumni gathering there before the Saturday game. So those are going to be fun ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, those sound like fun.
Yep.
It's like a lot of the players get back together again. And of course, homecoming is on the way at Northern with the big football game that day and the tailgate and everything. So that's a great day as well.
Yeah, so homecoming this year, there's a lot of activities going on, as there always are. We have our Hall of Fame induction ceremony on the Friday. September 20th. There's the University Green and Gold Gala on the evening of Saturday, September 21st. Of course, the football game's at 1 o'clock on the 21st. But we have some different groups getting together this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's the 50th anniversary celebration of NMU skiing. So skiers.
That's
this happens
great.
To be the 50-year anniversary. We have the 50th anniversary of women's athletics at NMU. So we're going to have some get-togethers around that. And then there's other areas of campus that are having reunions as well. So NMU, the nursing program, is having their 50th anniversary celebration. And then normal things like the band alumni reunion, football reunion.
There's some milestones this year, it sounds like.
That's
really cool.
Yeah, it's really fun to celebrate those things. And again, if people want information on that, they can go to nmu.edu/alumni association. And then there's links to more information about those events.
Another thing that bears mentioning is there have been a few changes in the ticketing at Northern that have made it a more streamlined and easier process. How do people get tickets for all of the sports, the activities, the football, all the hockey and all of the other sports that are happening this fall?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to type in tickets.nmu.edu, and that'll take you to the new ticketing website. That was a fun project over the last year, and we think the final product's really a big improvement over what we had before. It's very, very user-friendly. Again, if you go to tickets.nmu.edu, everything's there for season tickets, for hockey, football, different things for symphony, the theater, different youth events. So it's a very user-friendly thing. People can go on there and get anything they need.
That's the comments of Forrest Carr, Director of Athletics at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindelaw.